One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
I mean, this is such a good day to be a Kings fan.
It's a really good day.
You got to feel really good right now. You got to watch a win last night, an insane first quarter, a ridiculous 62-27 run to finish the game. 8 games over 500. 3 seed in the Western Conference.
Sun's out. It's almost 60 degrees.
Sun's out. Guns out. You've got
not quite that nice.
This breaking news that we just shared with all of you, that Monty McNair has signed a contract extension with the Kings. Wes Wilcox also has signed a contract extension with the Kings. So it is a good day.
Gang's all here.
It's a great day.
It's a really
great
good day.
Great day to be a Kings fan. Great day to talk about this team.
Yes, sir.
A great day to talk to one of their assistant coaches.
Who might that be, Nick Cattles?
Our guy, DC. Doug Christie joins us on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. If we can kill that music. I think Doug got his entrance music enough. He's ready to go. DC, love the time that you guys give us all the time here on the show, and appreciate you as always, my friend. You have seen a lot. You have seen a lot during your basketball career and life. Just your thoughts on that insane first quarter last night that we witnessed.
In many ways, it was something that I think has been brewing for quite a while, just taking the easy passes, kicking the ball forward, and then us just making shots. I think even the next step is going to be kind of what you see in the fourth quarter is having a quarter like that, but adding like lockdown defense to it. But it was great to watch. I mean, guys were not hesitating. They were sharing the basketball, knocking down shots. And it's been a long while since I've seen Sacramento act up the way that they did in Golden 1. And I was super proud and excited for the fans.
Yeah, you got a long relationship with Kings fans, man. Golden 1 Center, I got a chance to go out to my first game a couple of weeks ago. I know Nick finally got a win. I don't know if you heard, Doug, there was a Cattles curse. Nick had never seen a win at Golden 1 Center since coming to Sacramento. And it is, man, it is an atmosphere. It's an environment in there that not a lot of NBA franchises got going. Is this as rowdy and as excited as you've seen an arena, the Kings home arena?
Obviously it's not Arco yet. I think it's still beginning and to define itself, but just listening to the fans, and there's a fever pitch, you guys, that happens when we have smart fans, so they understand like when the ball begins to move around and they can almost feel that the next pass is coming, and when it comes, they're like super excited, and all of a sudden the release of the ball, and you can almost, it's palpable, man, you can feel it, and then the explosion once the ball goes in the basket, and that just it continued to happen time and time again, which I was super, super excited for, man. That was, you're right. That first quarter was something to behold.
DC is with us. Have you ever had a quarter like HP? I mean, maybe not the NBA, or maybe you have, maybe at any level where, like, I said this earlier, Doug, watching him last night, it was one of those moments where it did not matter how quick he took the shot into the shot clock. It did not matter how, you know, deep he was when he decided to take said shot. You felt like it was going in. Have you had one of those moments, and what's it feel like?
It's weird. It's because if you make it to the NBA, you guys, or you've probably experienced something like that at some level. And I would say it's really effortless. Like there's no stress. Everything just feels right. You see the basket. And once you shoot it and it goes in and you find what they call a zone, once you find that, you just want to get the ball and just throw it at the basket because it's pretty much going in. I almost just wanted to just see him keep going until he took a heat check and he missed one because it was beautiful. I mean, HB shoots at a really high clip. He shoots quality shots. He's not a selfish player. So to watch him have that type of success, knowing how hard he works and what he dedicates of his, you know, personal life to the game of basketball, those are the moments that for the player, you're super excited.
You know, it was HB last night, and it's been him a few times lately as he's on this heater lately. We also saw Keegan Murray go off last night. Big night for Trey Lyles. We kind of know what to expect with Domas and with Fox, and then there's a different hero every night, or a couple of different heroes every night, seemingly around those two guys. Is that something that you guys kind of know going in? You see a matchup and you know you're going to feed, whether it be HB or Keegan or Trey Lyles, or is that something that sort of happens over the course of a game and you find a matchup or you find a hot hand?
It can happen both ways, because sometimes it's how a team plays. Like last night, Memphis is a heavy nail help team, meaning that they're going to collapse on the paint when you drive. And that's what you saw in the first quarter. We drove, and they were short drives. They weren't drives all the way to the basket. As soon as you beat your guy, there's going to be help there. And then we just kicked it ahead and shot the ball, and it went in. So sometimes you allow what a team does really well to play against them. And then there are some nights where you see a player that you think that you can go at, and you try to actually go at them. That can kind of – it can get a little bit off sometimes, because when you force the game doesn't have that same flow to it. And I think to answer your question, you know what you get from Fox. You know what you get from Domas. Why everything else kind of falls in the way that it does is we're playing the right way, and you let the game dictate where the basketball needs to go.
Doug Christie is with us. He, of course, is on the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, one-stop Honda shop. Doug, Coach Brown waxed poetic about HB last night. From your point of view, what has HB meant to this team?
I think that he is the soul and spirit of our team. I think he is the professional example of what you want in Kings basketball on the court and off the court, as working out, as taking care of his body, as arriving early and staying late. All the things that you want in a basketball player to represent our organization, I would say that is who Harrison Barnes is. And I don't know what Coach said. I didn't see it. But just from my standpoint, from being around HB and seeing how he goes about his business, seeing how he respects his body, how he respects the game, how he arrives for his teammates, and he plays the right way. Like, those are all the things that you want. And if you get that, I think that the Kings fans are going to be happy with the outcome, because they know that this is a person that in the community is going to be there, is going to take care of themselves the right way, come every single day and put in some serious work to make sure that they are delivering a product for them that when they walk through the turnstiles, they are proud of.
Is he a vocal leader, a guy who will pull somebody aside, one of the younger guys, and give them one of these lessons? Or is he more of just a lead by example and it rubs off on his teammates around him?
You know, it can be a little bit of both. I don't think he's more of the rah-rah pull you aside. But there have been guys that I witnessed HB mentor, but he does it in his own way. So sure. It is more of the example. But in many ways, that's, you know, you get what you need, not what you want. And many times a player doesn't, you know, you want that person to pull you aside, but actually you just need to witness it. And by witnessing it, then, you know, it might be the next stop. It might be this stop. And all of a sudden you find yourself doing some of those same things that you witness somebody that's been a professional for many years and has had the highest level of success, from, you know, representing our country to being on the winningest team in the history of basketball in a season and winning a championship with Golden State.
Doug Christie is with us here on Cattles and Rami, Sactown Sports. Doug, from the middle of the third quarter last night to the end of the game, that just tremendous run from you guys. A lot of people will fall in love with the offense, and it's always the sexy thing in the game, right? But defensively, you guys were locked in. You gave up 10 points in the fourth quarter. How can you carry that over? Because it seems to me you guys have had spurts of good defense, but there's been a lack of consistency and ability to kind of carry that over. What do the guys have to do to sustain that level of play on that end of the floor?
You know, the word, guys, that I use is to own it. You know, coach can continue to call timeouts, and I look at that as a little you micromanage, because you're correcting mistakes and you're doing different things. And I remember Phil Jackson used to notoriously not call timeouts, and it was more of like, hey, listen, we went over this. You have to figure this out, and you have to figure it out in the fire. And I think that that's where, once we own it in that way, in that capacity, where the players begin to work it out on their own and fight through whatever it is and solve the problem of whatever it is, I think that that's where the consistency will begin to show. And then all of a sudden, you know, what you guys are witnessing has a sustainability that far outweighs what we're actually witnessing right now at this time. And I think that that's ultimately, for me, what I always came back here for, was to make the fans proud, to represent this organization, to put it on the type of pedestal that I think that the fans and the organization deserve. And it's a lot of fun to try and figure out that puzzle, and then to watch them try to figure it out as well.
You mentioned the word sustainability, and the big news today regarding the Kings, Monty McNair, the general manager, gets a contract extension. Nick and I both think that bodes well for the sustainability of this success. As you said, DC, how good of news is that inside the building, and how long have you guys been waiting for this news to come down?
I think it's tremendous on many different fronts. First of all, like Monty is and Monty and Wes together, the assistant gentleman, they've done a tremendous job. Like, they put together a ball club. They've hired a staff. They've done many things behind the scenes that you guys don't see, that to try to support the things that we do on a day-to-day basis. And then to now pair that with success, I think it's the right thing to do. I think it lends to the stability and the roots in the ground, that when the wind blows, the tree doesn't fall over, because now we're starting to begin to have something that, to the point, is sustainable. So super happy and proud of and for both of those guys, because they truly, truly deserve it. And a good day for Sacramento, I mean, in many ways, because these are the things that I've always said, you know, when I was doing what you guys do and was on TV, mm-hmm. and we were losing. And I said, you know, it's really, it's funny until, you know, the rabbit gets the gun, and all of a sudden, you know, we flip things and we start spanking on people and we start going after them. And we're getting to that point. And these are the things that help sustain that and take it to another level.
Doug, always great catching up, man. Appreciate your time as always. Let's do it again soon, and keep bringing them dubs back. We appreciate you.
You already know, guys. Go Kings.
Go Kings. There goes Doug Christie on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. And as Doug just underlined there, something that we've been talking about, the stability of a move like this, getting Monty in town for the long term, signing him to this extension, Wes Wilcox to an extension, and also Coach Mike Brown. We'll continue with our thoughts on this Monty McNair extension. We've got some details, Rami.
Oh.
How long of an extension is this? Yes, we'll tell you how long of an extension this is for Monty in 90 seconds.
I'll stick around.
Cattles and Rami. Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports.
Sactown Sports goes 100% live and local
from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
starting January 23rd. Tune into Carmichael, Dave, and Jason Ross from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. followed by the return of Deuce and Mo
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
followed by Cattles and Rami from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You wanted more local? We're giving you more local on Sactown Sports, your local sports leader.
So usually on Tuesdays at this time, we're joined by our friend Jeff Howe. Thankfully, I have a pretty good relationship with Jeff.
Look at you.
I slid into his DMs.
Look at you.
During the DC conversation.
Wow, multitasking.
Trying to do what I can do, Rami. And Jeff will join us tomorrow at this time. So
well,
Jeff
I'm
will
impressed.
Join us tomorrow to talk NFL, Niners, Raiders.
I'm impressed by your connections.
The league.
I'm impressed by your multitasking.
That wasn't the point, but I appreciate it.
Very impressed.
All right, so we got details. I figured Sacramento wants to talk about their GM extending.
You think?
His contract instead of, you know, some football stuff today. This is the news of the day.
You didn't run that by me
the
first.
The news of the hour. So
see
here's
if
the deal.
I agree.
I know you get it. I didn't feel like
I mean,
I
agree.
To, right?
I'm just saying you didn't check.
I didn't feel like I had to check. I didn't have the time. We were talking to Doug. A lot of stuff was going on.
That's fine.
So here's the deal. We got the details on Monty's contract extension. This is from Sam Amick. The Monty McNair extension is for 3 years. A source with knowledge of the deal tells The Athletic. Sam adds another note. He says he is told there are no options on the deal. So this is a straightforward
three-year
extension for Monty. First of all, love it. I would imagine. I mean, Monty had some leverage with this. Like, all he's got to do is point and say, you see what I'm doing here?
I told you, if I was Monty McNair, I might think about waiting and seeing what's available come this offseason. Because there will be GM jobs available, and you would think he would be a hot commodity.
So he had the leverage. You knew it had to be for at least 3 years, if not longer.
Mm-hmm.
Three-year contract makes sense to me, number one, because you can't give a guy like a five-year deal. I mean, he didn't win a championship, right? I mean, there are levels to this. So I would not be handing him a five-year extension. Three-year extension makes sense just based off of giving him more time to continue to work on this. This was a rebuilding project that he took over a couple of years ago. He's done a fantastic job, as I explained a little bit earlier on the show. You give him, you know, 3 years to build on what he is building already. But secondly, and probably most importantly, this now marries Monty with Mike Brown.
Yep.
Makes a ton of sense. We've talked about the stability, the structure, the cohesion, the idea of, hey, Monty went out, found his guy in Mike. Mike's done a terrific job. Monty has built this thing the right way so far. Why get in the way of a good thing? Keep it rolling. Sign them to, you know, matching contracts. So this brain trust in the front office and brain trust as a coaching staff can move forward step by step together. Mike now knows that Monty's got him. Monty now knows Mike's got him. They can go into this like WWE tag team champions of the world and try to take it over.
And Sacktown Baby Giraffe, strong Twitter handle, by the way, points out this is the first time since Vivek has owned the team that the head coach and the GM will be aligned in terms of contracts and their fate. And if I'm a Kings fan today, man, I'm thrilled for that alone. You know what I mean? Just for that alone, and that you have this stability, this foundation that we keep talking about, Nick, and what you've seen in the very early beginnings of the McNair-Wilcox-Brown marriage, and not just the results, not just what we've seen on the court and the fact that they're the three seed in the Western Conference, and these two things go hand in hand, but, man, the culture in that building is different, and it has shifted, and it's an organization and it's players that believe in themselves, that believe that they're building something and believe that they're part of that thing and will be part of that thing for at least a few years to come. This is exactly what I've been waiting for if I'm a Kings fan. Not just like this year and in terms of specifically Monty McNair, but of finding this, whoever it ended up being, of finding this and having it be cohesive and yep. looking like it's a long-term plan.
BCH, YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports, 1140. Join the fam. Again, it's YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports, 1140. Don't forget to like us and subscribe. It says Monty with about 3 exclamation points. J-Rock, 0212, says, wow, we are doing things right. I have goosebumps. And look, the ownership criticism before this moment was justified.
Mm-hmm.
The meddling, not needed.
Meddling is the word I was looking for. I've been reaching for words that I cannot find today.
It's
Thank
fine.
You.
Trust me, no one will remember.
Thank you.
So meddling in the front office business, shouldn't do that as an owner. I stay out of the way, right? Stay
or if you're going to do it, be Jerry Jones. You know what I mean? And just take all the credit or all the flack. Don't have somebody who sits in that seat to be your human shield.
Own the team and own the idea that you are meddling.
Exactly.
Right? Give the post-game interviews. Go crazy like Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
And also just, again, the cycle that I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show when we announced that Monty got this extension. You know, this idea of not having the coach and GM on the same contract term-wise and being able to, you know, marry the guys together to make sure that this is one message, one idea of what this roster should be. Mm-hmm. Coach Brown knows what he wants. Monty knows what Coach Brown wants. You hire Coach Brown because you know what he wants and you plan on giving him what he wants. Now you don't have any messy situation. You don't have a new GM barging in saying, oh, no, well, this is my vision of the team. And it's a completely different vision of what Coach Brown wants to do. That's the whole idea. Like, you got to know what you're making for dinner. You got to have the right ingredients and the right recipe. And right now you got the sous chef, the executive chef, making the same meal. And right now, it's tasting like a beautiful dish, Rami. You're 8 games above .500, so don't mess with it. Let the two cooks in the kitchen, let the executive chef and sous chef, let them work together. Let them continue to make this meal that we're all enjoying and stuffing our faces with.
Hopefully that's what this means, is that Monty not just given the security, the job security of a three-year contract extension, but given the latitude to go and do his job without meddling, without interference from Vivek and others that might be above him in the hierarchy and the ranking of the Sacramento Kings organization, but let him do his job. And hopefully this is another sign that is indeed happening here.
All right, so we'll continue with your thoughts on Monty's extension. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting last hour that Monty has signed a contract extension with the Kings. Sam Amick letting us know that it is a 3-year extension. Monty's not the only person who gets an extension today. Wes Wilcox also gets an extension.
Harrison Barnes talked last night after the game about that 47-point first quarter and about how that's not by accident and that those shots are falling because they're good shots and by design of finding the open man in the offense. That design starts with Monty McNair. Like you were just saying, Nick, the whole cohesiveness of the plan of Monty McNair knowing what he wants in a coach, of Mike Brown knowing what he wants in players and what roles he wants players in, and those two being on the same page in terms of putting that thing together and getting it all on the floor, it eventually trickles down and translates to those wide open shots and 47-point first quarters like what we saw last night.
It is 4:24 on this Tuesday. Time check brought to you by Coastside Medical Clinic. We will continue to get your thoughts on Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox, both signing contract extensions today. Monty, according to Sam Amick, again, his term of the deal is the same as Mike Brown's. He's got 3 years left on the contract now, which marries to the head coach, which is fantastic. We'll continue to get your reaction on that. Also, it's a challenge. This might be a challenge, but I think we're up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to find an optimistic slant on the Kings' defense?
Mm.
We'll try to do it next.
Cattles
and Rami.
Sactown Sports. Live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles
and Rami
on Sactown Sports.
What a day, what a day, what a day. I mean, if you're a Kings fan, this is like the season that just keeps giving. It's like it's the never-ending gift.
This whole Kings season has been like Christmas for Kings
Let's
fans.
Go, Sacramento.
Exactly.
It's like the Jelly of the Month Club. The gift that keeps giving.
You a jelly
guy? I don't know what that is.
Are you a member of the Jelly of the Month Club?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Neither of you got it. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. We're just going to move. Right. We're going to plow through.
I haven't seen it in 2 years. So.
We just keep getting good info, right? I mean, and good results. We started this season, at least me, saying 37 wins would be kind of a good mark to hit. 37 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Rami had 40 wins before the season.
I sure did.
Now, of course, going back a week or two ago, we adjusted those thoughts. I think I had them at 46 or 47 wins. Rami, I think you had them at 50.
I've upped my prediction to 50.
I look like a big dumb idiot.
I stand by that.
Because the Kings already have 27 wins, so they're 10 wins away from the mark that I set.
I think they'll get there.
Fingers crossed. But this has been a terrific season. This has been the rebirth of a program, I think, here in Sacramento, where the fan base justly deserved some love and some attention and good basketball to watch. The product on the floor is highly entertaining. Even better than entertaining, it has been successful as you sit 8 games above .500. You have 36 games left. You have the best record on the road in the Western Conference. I'll say it again. The best record on the road in the Western Conference. You are the 3 seed, couple games behind the 2-seeded Memphis Grizzlies, who you beat last night by 30-plus points. And Domas is playing all-world basketball. De'Aaron Fox is playing at a very high level. HB has been absolutely freaking redonkulous since, I'd say, week 3 of the season. And now you sit here today and you find out your GM just signed a contract extension. The GM that has built this team and will continue to build this team and put it in the right position. I truly believe that. I've been a big Monty McNair fan since I came here in December of, what was it, 21? And everything that I've witnessed, it actually started in October, November, when I knew I was getting the job and started doing some research on the team. I've been a big fan of Monty. I supported the deal last year with Halley and Domas. I think you got the right guy doing the job. And now you got Wes Wilcox, assistant GM, also signing an extension. These contracts are married with Mike Brown. I mean, this is all coming together. This is what a good franchise looks like.
Yeah.
This is how it is run. This is how the operation, Rami, is supposed to go.
Just in case anybody wasn't sure, this is what a competent and good franchise looks like. And yeah, Nick, it's really been like a dream. If I'm a Kings fan, I'm waiting to wake up right now. The way that this season has gone, and now that Monty is locked in, hey man, I'm looking forward and going, all right, when is the move? When does Monty make the move? You know what I mean? And what trade is happening before the trade deadline? Because all the pieces keep falling in place, and I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't been here for the entirety of the 16-year playoff drought and everything that entailed. I'm waiting for the next good thing. Like, that's the point we've gotten to with this Kings team, is I'm waiting for the next good thing that's going to happen instead of waiting for the bad thing that's going to happen. Instead of waiting for the shoe to drop in a negative sense, I'm waiting for the shoe to drop now in a good sense. And how does this thing keep getting even better than it already is and has been throughout this entire season?
Maybe, just maybe, it keeps getting better if your defense gets better.
Man, the Maxwell magic is strong.
So when you look
so
at the
strong,
when
dude.
You look at the defense, I just went through all the things, right? All the things that have gone right for this franchise since the offseason and where we are right now and how great we should all feel. I do think, though, everybody out there, smart basketball fans, they know, right? All of you know, defensively, this team can be much better, and they need to be much better. Simple as that. I think they're 23rd in defensive rating when I looked this morning. They need to be better. They need to be more consistent. We saw it last night in the fourth quarter when they gave up 10 points the entire quarter, okay? So trying to find the silver lining. You give up 10 points in the fourth quarter last night. Here was Coach Brown talking about the defense.
I really felt Foxy set the tone for us towards the end of that third quarter and going into the fourth quarter with his defense. His defense was unbelievable. He had 6, 7, 8 deflections tonight. He was extremely active. His ball pressure was fantastic. And being the head of the snake on that end of the floor, really gets the rest of the guys going. And so he was fun to watch. Not all offensively, he's always fun, but defensively, he was really fun to watch tonight.
Really fun to watch. De'Aaron Fox, the pickup point was there. You know, he was disrupting the offense for Memphis last night, especially in that second half. But they did still give up 56 paint points, Rami. So you wonder, you know, can they somehow carry this over? We asked Coach Christie earlier in the hour. If you want to catch that interview, SacktownSports.com. It'll also be up on our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/SacktownSports1140. About sustaining that defense, carrying it over. You found one statistic or a couple of statistics from Chris Biederman, who wrote about the Kings' defense and the two top lineups they have. The two most used lineups for the Kings, they're five starters, and when Davion Mitchell replaces De'Aaron Fox with the remaining starters, have 112.3 and 107.2 defensive ratings respectively. That would rank in the neighborhood of the top 10 in the NBA. If you're wondering, the overall defensive rating this year for the Kings is 114.5. So, in essence, your two best lineups, your two most used lineups, would be top 10 in defensive rating.
Yeah, and we talked, God, these days blend together now. Was it yesterday or last week?
I don't know.
We talked about when the playoffs come and rotations shorten to 8, sometimes 9, and what that means in terms of what you're going to see from your opponent and what that means in terms of the Kings' defense, Nick. And that was the first thought that popped into my mind when I read this statistic, because as heavy as the minutes are right now for their starters and the first and second guys off the bench, they'll be that much heavier come the playoffs. That's just the nature of the NBA. So these lineups that we're talking about, the starting five and the Davion Mitchell plus when he replaces De'Aaron Fox plus the rest of the starting four, they'll be on the court more than they even are now.
Yes.
So the defense should be playing at that top 10 level more often. The other thoughts that popped into this stat, I saw it and the wheels just started turning in my head in terms of what does this mean? What does that stat actually mean? And in the one sense, you can look at it and say, well, they're a good, decent, at least, defensive team when they're starting five and when Davion Mitchell is out there. The flip side of that is, God, is their bench awful defensively.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How bad is their bench defensively that they go from being top 10 to 23rd overall when you factor in what they do when not one of those two lineups that we just mentioned is out there on the floor? Like, how bad defensively is this Kings bench? And what does that mean for some sort of playoff run? Because you're going to have different lineups on the floor than those two. Where do you find the defense when you go outside those six players?
I'll try to answer that question. What Monty can do, the extended Monty McNair, what he can do before the trade deadline to help that bench defensively, and a whole lot more coming up next.
Live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles.
And Rami.
On Sacktown Sports.
Busiest day on YouTube, maybe, in this show's history. Let's keep the good vibes going and rolling. Sacktown Sports 1140 on YouTube, youtube.com. And when you swing by, please don't forget to like us. Little thumbs up action goes a long way.
Please like us.
The more likes that we get on the YouTube channel, the more eyeballs we get. The more people can join the conversation and be involved, 6A to 6P.
That was me on the dating apps before I got a girlfriend. Just please like me.
Please like me.
Just give me a thumbs up.
Please like me. We will
swipe right, whatever it is.
So, full day of local coverage here on Sacktown Sports now, 6A to 6P. Started yesterday. Deuce and Mo joining the team here. They're on from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Leading into us, we are now 4 hours long, 2 to 6, and we had somebody, I'm trying to remember, I think maybe it was Cole G, or somebody said that they forgot that we started at 2.
So yeah, we started at 2 now.
They joined the show at 3. They're like, I forgot. First hour, gone.
You can go back and listen to that.
SacktownSports.com. You can. So great news for the Kings today. If you're just joining us, if you're just jumping into your car, if you're just popping us on YouTube, the Kings have extended Monty McNair. It's a 3-year extension. They have also extended Wes Wilcox. So Monty, Coach Brown, and Wes Wilcox all attached at the hip for the next 3 years, which is just fantastic, great news. So, Rami, you asked me before the break about, you know, how you can kind of fix some of these defensive problems. We underlined last segment that the two most used lineups, thanks to Chris Biederman, who dug up these statistics, the two most used lineups for the Kings this year, which is their starting five, and then also replacing Fox with Davion Mitchell for the, you know, with the other four starters.
With the rest of the starting five, right.
Those two those two units are actually, you know, would be top 10 in defensive rating in the NBA. So, ipso facto, your two most used lineups are pretty good defensively, really good defensively, which means the other guys are not, which means the bench specifically is not very good defensively. So, I've been saying this for a few weeks, and I feel like it's time to double down on the idea because of the stats that we got from Biederman. The Kings need to add two pieces before the deadline. They need to add a legit big man who can give them some rebounding and rim protection. That will help your defensive numbers. Rebounding will help because you will be giving up less offensive rebounds.
Less second chance points.
You also, in turn, theoretically would be getting more offensive rebounds on your end, which means more buckets, which means you can set up your half-court defense so you don't have to worry about transition mismatches and all that stuff.
It's the ripple effect.
So a legit big man who can also, because people might say, what about Rashawn Holmes? I think that legit big man who can do, you know, good when it comes to protecting the rim and rebounding also has to be a fit offensively. Coach Triano told us last week. He said it point blank on this show. Rashawn Holmes is not a fit for what they do offensively. It's just not a fit. And that's why when Domas, you know, missed the game due to the non-COVID illness, you know, about a week or so ago, and Holmes played, Holmes put up the double-double. I think it was 16 and 11, if I remember correctly, on that night. It's because they played a different offense without Domas. They played more pick and roll. So find that big that can rebound and protect the rim and also be a better fit for you offensively. More in line with, you know, what Domas can do, Mason Plumlee.
I was just going to say I really like the idea of Plumlee. You were the first person I heard bring up that name, and I really, really like the idea of Mason Plumlee.
Mason Plumlee. If you want to stretch the floor.
It is Mason, right? Yes. I get my Plumlees mixed up.
You want to stretch the floor, you can always talk about Mo Bamba. We might talk about him tomorrow. The other piece that you want to add is a 3-and-D wing. Now, if I wanted to be selfish with all of my desires and needs, if I'm Monty McNair, that 3-and-D wing would also be very long and athletic. If you can add length, athleticism with 3-and-D capability at the wing position, you will have somebody who can replace Keegan and or HB when those guys sit. So you don't have to play those guys 35, 40 minutes a night. And also, you don't lose anything defensively if you have the length, athleticism, and the defensive side.
So if they need just one of those?
Both.
But if they were to get just which one? What's the higher on your wish list?
Answer is both.
Okay.
The number one need for this team is a legit big.
Big, right?
Yes. Because you can't keep playing Domas 40 minutes a night.
Trey Lyles' emergence doesn't change that at all for you? Do you not like the small five lineup with Trey Lyles out there as Domas' backup?
I like the small five. The small five is not going to be something you can keep going to. You know, when you get to the playoffs, you want to have versatility, Rami. You want to have versatility. I talk about Keegan Murray diversifying the offensive portfolio of his game. When you're talking about playoffs, if you want to go deep, versatility. You've got to be able to match what the other team's going to do. You also have to be able to change things up. If a team goes small, you want the capability and the ability to go.
Right.
Or you can go big and combat the team going small. You can say, all right, hey, you guys are going to go small. We're going to put Mason Plumlee in there and just kill you for 10 minutes in the paint. If you want to go big, okay, now we have somebody who, you know, if Domas is going to sit, you know, for 8 to 10 minutes in a playoff game, We've got somebody we can go to now that can battle somebody who else is, you know, who is big. So I think that's what you're looking at. I also want to bring up,
if they get Mason Plumlee, I know you're saying both, and I want both too. I'm greedy as you. If they get Mason Plumlee, I'll be happy. If they get Mason Plumlee, that will have addressed a huge need for this team, and I think makes you deep enough. It's not the perfect roster, but I think it makes you deep enough to be a legit threat in the postseason.
I think it would help. I think it would help a lot. Let me also say, Scoop-de-whoop. Scoop-de-whoop. Scoop-de-whoop says Dozier. Dozier could legit be our 3-and-D guy. He could. He could. And Scoop-de-whoop says, you know, he was a heck of a player before he had some injury issues and all that. He had terrible timing. He was about to sign an extension and all that stuff and just had some terrible, terrible timing. But, you know, Dozier could grow into that. I would want some security from somebody who I have seen it before, right? Like in the playoffs, somebody, Dozier has kind of fallen off. Can he recoup some of that? Hopefully. He had a nice dish between the legs last night on the fast break. Hopefully he can, you know, find himself again. But I don't think if you're in the position of the Kings, if I'm Monty, I'm not willing to put all the eggs in the Dozier basket. If it works out, great, but I'm not willing to put it all in that basket.
We keep telling people like not to get too carried away with the Kings and to pump back the brakes a little bit when people get – but at the same time, man, I'm at the point with the Kings where I'm not here to wait around for guys to develop and to grow into their roles. You know what I mean? I brought up yesterday, Mike Brown himself talked about how important – each and every game is. And it's part of the reason why I don't like the way he's now. Mike Brown has done a terrific job overall. Let me put that out there. But it's part of the reason why I don't like the way he's tinkered with the bench and the rotations as much when you've sort of found things that worked with Trey Lyles and with Davion Mitchell and a couple of the other guys. I don't want to wait around for PJ Dozier to figure it out and to fit into his role. I'm with you. I want a guy who's been there, done it before, and who's proven, and you kind of know what to expect on a night-in, night-out basis.
By the way, we are aware that there's some kind of a YouTube issue with our cameras. We're working on it. Hopefully we get that rectified. I hope that all of us can hear what we're doing. All of you can hear what we're doing here. But we do have a little bit of a YouTube issue. We're trying to figure that puppy out, and hopefully we'll be able to. Great day for the Kings. Kings fans, I mean, this is a joyous, joyous occasion. Monty McNair signs a contract extension. Wes Wilcox signs a contract extension. They are now married to Coach Mike Brown. Same term, 3 years, which is precisely what I think all of us wanted.
It's a good day.
We'll continue to have that conversation about Monty and what this means for the organization moving forward. I promise, Malik, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to Malik Monk.
Are you trying hard enough, Nick?
Well, you know, the Monty news happened.
Are you trying hard enough?
We go down different roads. We had Doug Christie come on, and I just excuse
Let's go, him. Sacramento.
It's time to give Malik Monk some love because of what he did last night. We'll do that. We'll continue our conversation on Monty and how great of a day this is for the Kings and Kings fans. It's Cattles, it's Rami, it's Sactown Sports.
Cattles.
And Rami.
Sactown Sports.